Christmas is almost here, less than 2 weeks away now. And so one of the things we wanted to do is talk to some of our area service organizations and find out what they're doing to help folks at the holidays and how we may be able to help. Joining us this morning is Marcy Gothard of the Salvation Army. Marcy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks so much for spending a few minutes with us today.
Sure.
Let's start out by maybe, first of all, giving people a little bit of background about the services that Salvation Army offers, especially around Christmas.
Locally here, we do have a food pantry. People can come in throughout the year and get assistance with that. We also help with rental if someone is facing eviction, utilities, gas and electric. Any needs like that, people can stop in our office throughout the year and we can assist.
The, you know, one of the things, obviously, we always think about when we hear the Salvation Army, we think of the red kettles that are out and the bell ringers, and it's a big week for the red kettles. Then we just have news, somebody had dropped a gold coin in one of the local kettles.
It was actually a little gold bar, and I was the one who counted that bucket, and I pulled out this dollar bill. It looked a little odd. It had a rubber band wrapped around it, and there was something inside, so I took the rubber band off, unfolded the dollar bill, and inside of it was a one-ounce gold bar.
What are you
very excited?
Well, I can imagine. What are you thinking when you find something like that?
At first, I thought, is this real? Because sometimes we get some really odd things in the kettles that people just happen to have in their pockets. And when they pull out their money to put it in the kettle, that, you know, object drops in there, too. So we took it and had it. Our Steve Cook, who is our advisory board chairman, took it and had it checked out. And it was actually worth $1,267.
So, obviously, an incredible donation. And that's one of those things that happens across the year. You hear about people anonymously dropping gold in the kettles. But to get one locally, that's got to be a big thrill.
It is. It is a big thrill. It is. And it was nice. I mean, we're nationally across the United States, the Salvation Armies are running behind in the Red Kettle campaigns, and we are running behind here. So that was really great to receive that gift.
What's the feeling as to why things are running behind? I'm thinking maybe a little bit of the cold, and then maybe also still times are a little tough for a lot of folks out there.
It's a combination of that, and we think also the calendar plays into it. Thanksgiving this year was later in the month than it typically is. The cold, yes, we believe that's hitting all across the United States. Temperatures are down, and then, you know, people that used to be able to donate to us are now find themselves in a position where they don't have those dollars anymore, you know, to be able to do that. And so it's a combination of things, yes.
Keller News Time is 7:13. It's partly cloudy and 15. Marcy Gothard of the Salvation Army is here with us. Now, when we talk about the kettles, there's a big day coming up tomorrow. It's the $20 Challenge Day. Tell us about that.
Yes, that's a wonderful thing that started about 5 years ago in Sioux Falls. And for every $20 bill we receive in the buckets tomorrow on Saturday the 14th, we have donors who are going to match that with another $80 to turn every $20 bill you give us into $100. And that's, we have up to $50,000 that's been given as a match for that tomorrow.
So if you've been thinking about giving, tomorrow's a great day to do it because you can really magnify the impact of your gift.
Yes. Yes, you can.
That is so neat. Now let's talk about another project that I know the Salvation does on an ongoing basis, an annual basis at Christmas time, and that's the Angel Tree. Tell us about that, Marcy.
Yes, that is our toy collection program. We have some wonderful partnerships that make this possible every year. Right now, we've had over 1,150 families apply for a Christmas basket with us. And when the parents or guardians come in, they fill out a wish list for each child. And so when they come to pick up their Christmas food, they visit what we call Toy Town. And their volunteers are on hand to help them select toys for their children. We have an advisory board person. Her name is Jean Beto, and she volunteers every year to organize all of our toys for distribution. We also have another board member, Ron Matisse, along with his wife, and they coordinate the Empire Mall Angel Tree And then Gary Peterson is another volunteer that we wouldn't be able to do without. And he organizes all of the volunteers that are there on hand for Distribution Day at First United Methodist. It's just a huge community effort. We also partner with the students from Agostina College. They collect gifts for teenagers through a program that they call Teen Town. So we have sites all over Sioux Falls right now, including the First National Bank of Brandon, the Dairy Queen in Minnesota, Dollar General on West 41st Street, the Sioux Falls Federal Credit Union, Washington Pavilion, Wireless World Verizon, Easy Pay Advance. We actually have Reverend Tim's Tattoo Parlor that's helping us. And then, of course, our big one is at the Empire Mall in front of Macy's. So it takes all these partnerships and all these extra hands to be able to fill all those needs at Christmas time, and we're so appreciative for that.
Well, and it's wonderful. Now, for those of us who maybe we've put money in the red kettle, maybe we've left a gift under the angel tree, specifically the angel tree, as someone who's been able to be there and see the impact of those gifts, tell us what a difference it makes.
It makes a tremendous difference when, you know, families are facing that they're not able to. They have to choose sometimes between food and paying the rent, or, you know, an unexpected medical bill comes up and they have to make a decision. Well, do I pay my electric bill or do I pay this? You know, and then you bring on top of that a Christmas holiday with children where you really want to give your kids something and provide something for them, but there's no means to do that. And that's where organizations like the Salvation Army were able to step in, thanks to the generosity of our local community, and be able to fill that need for them. And the gifts, when we ask for them at the Angel Tree, the reason we ask for them to be unwrapped is because when the parents come in and pick those gifts, they take them home and they wrap them, and they come from that parent. They don't come from the Salvation Army. So that parent is able to give that gift to their child.
Well, it's an incredibly neat program and a lot of wonderful things that are going on. Marcy, for people who want more information, maybe they're in need or know somebody in need or they just want to help, what can they do?
They can call our office. It's 338-6649 is our local office. For more information about the Angel Tree, they could also visit our website at www.usc.salvationarmy.org. And it's /Sioux Falls. And then we're also on Facebook. They can look us up at the Salvation Army Sioux Falls, and we have information on there, too.
That's Marcy Gothard of the Salvation Army. Marcy, God bless you, and Merry Christmas, and thanks so much for your time this morning.
Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.
You're very welcome. Take care, and good luck with that $20 challenge tomorrow. Thanks, Marcy.